This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, real talk for a sec. Blurry wedding photos. Not a vibe. You're pouring, like, your entire life savings and every ounce of emotional energy into this one freaking day, right?
Yeah.
And you're basically putting all your trust in some, I don't know, stranger with a fancy camera to capture the whole beautiful, chaotic mess.
Right.
But here's the thing. We're not just talking about, like, those stiff, posed shots. The ones that scream, hey, we totally belong in a Sears catalog from 1987. We're talking about the real shit, the raw, unscripted moments, the belly laughs that make your insides ache, the ugly cries, the dance moves that should probably never see the light of day, but will become like legendary family stories.
Yeah, for sure.
This is about capturing the real freaking story. The heart, the soul, the moments that make your wedding day uniquely, ridiculously yours.
Absolutely.
And yeah. That's why we're diving deep today, folks.
Deep.
This ain't for the faint of heart or those who are still, like, clinging to some picture-perfect Pinterest fantasy.
Nope.
This is the unvarnished truth. The behind-the-scenes intel for badass vendors and couples who are ready to cut through the BS and vet a wedding photographer like a goddamn FBI agent.
You gotta be ruthless.
Ruthless. Because your wedding photos, they're the one thing, besides maybe, like, your actual marriage license, that will last.
And hopefully the marriage, too.
Hopefully, yeah. Fingers crossed. But seriously, today's mission, should you choose to accept it, is to arm you with the knowledge, the strategies, the straight-up ninja moves you need to dodge those soul-crushing regrets.
Dodge them.
Sidestep those horror stories of photographers ghosting like they just hit the lottery and you don't exist.
Oof, gone.
And most importantly, obliterate, completely annihilate the chances of ending up with images that look like they were edited with a potato.
I've seen it and it ain't pretty.
So buckle up, buttercups, because shit's about to get real.
Real.
Now, obviously, the first thing you can do when you're looking for a photographer is what?
You're going to stalk their portfolio.
Stalk it like your life depends on it.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Their Instagram, their carefully curated website, that's just the tip of the iceberg, right?
It's your highlight reel.
The highlight reel. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to judge a restaurant solely based on the one Michelin star dish they have.
Exactly.
You want to see the whole damn menu, right? Right. So when it comes to photographers, you got to go full on investigative journalist mode. You need to see entire wedding galleries.
The whole enchilada.
From the nervous getting ready shots to the last dance where everyone's like clinging to each other for dear life. You need to see how they handle all the different lighting scenarios, the different moods, the chaos, the everything.
Consistency. That's what you're looking for. Can they nail a ceremony in the middle of the day with the sun blazing down? Can they capture the magic of a reception that's like lit by 1,000 fairy lights?
Oh, and the candids?
Yes. The candor.
Those unguarded in-between moments. The ones that truly capture the essence of the day.
Yeah.
Do they get those?
And the awkward family hugs. Don't forget those.
God, yes. The awkward family hugs. You know, the ones you'll laugh at for years to come.
Yeah.
You got to make sure they can capture those with, like, a sense of humor.
Absolutely. Because you don't want a photographer who can make your invitation suite look like a frickin' work of art. But then, when it comes to the actual ceremony, it looks like it was shot on a flip phone from, like, 2002.
The worst. It's got to be consistent, the quality, the style. If you see a huge dip in quality between, like, the detail shots and the ceremony photos, that's a giant red flag, my friend.
Waving right in your face.
Okay. So you've stocked the portfolio. You've, like, analyzed every pixel. Now what? What's the next step in our little wedding photographer vetting adventure?
We're going to the land of online reviews.
Oh, yeah, baby, the online reviews. This is where the tea gets spilled, the dirt gets dished. But we're not just talking about glancing at the star rating.
No, no.
We're talking about diving deep into those written reviews.
Reading between the lines.
Exactly, because this is where you'll find the real gems, the hidden nuggets of truth.
Think of it as like reading the fine print on a contract with the devil.
Because sometimes those reviews, they can get pretty wild. Google reviews, Wedding Wire, the Knot, hit them all up.
And look for patterns. What are people saying over and over again?
Are they saying, this photographer was like the best thing since sliced bread? They were so organized, so helpful. They even like helped me bustle my dress when my maid of honor was like MIA.
Those are the golden nuggets.
Golden nuggets. But then there are the red flags.
Oh, the red flags.
And these are the deal breaker.
You have some that make you run for the hills.
So, like, if you see any mention of ghosting, as in the photographer vanished after taking a deposit, flakiness, missed deadlines, showing up late, run. Don't walk, run.
Seriously, you're trusting this person with one of the most important days of your life. Reliability is not a bonus, it's the bare minimum.
It's like breathing. You wouldn't hire a surgeon who only shows up for half their surgeries, right? So why would you settle for a photographer who can't even respond to an email on time?
Speaking of showing up prepared, let's talk about something that should be non-negotiable. Backup plans. This is not some hobby, this is a profession. Professional photographers. They have contingency plans for when shit hits the fan because, let's face it, on wedding days, shit has a tendency to hit the fan.
Oh, it does.
So ask them, straight up, what's your backup plan? What happens if your camera decides to spontaneously combust in the middle of the ceremony?
What if their, SD card corrupts?
Mm.
Or they drop their lens in the champagne fountain?
Exactly. You need to know they're prepared for anything. Multiple cameras, extra batteries, second shooter. These are the non-negotiables.
And pay close attention to their reaction when you ask this question.
Because their response will tell you everything you need to know.
If they stammer, if they look like a deer in headlights, if they give you some weak-ass answer like, ugh, I'll figure it out, that's a huge red flag.
You need someone who's got it handled. Someone who can MacGyver their way out of any technical difficulty.
They need to have, a whole arsenal of backup gear and the confidence to use it.
Like a freaking superhero.
Okay, so you've ruled out the ghosters. The flaky photographers, the ones who might show up with a disposable camera from, a 90s birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Now for the really personal part of this equation.
Vibe check.
Yes, the vibe check. Because you are going to be spending more time with this photographer on your wedding day than with, pretty much anyone else.
Including your partner.
Maybe even including your partner.
Let that sink in for a minute.
So if the conversation feels like pulling teeth, if they sound like a robot reading a script, if you just don't click, that's a bad sign.
Because you got a vibe with this person.
Vibe. You want someone who gets your humor, who makes you feel comfortable, who hypes you up when you're feeling like all the pre-wedding jitters.
Someone who can make you laugh even when you're feeling awkward and posed. Because let's be real, sometimes those posed shots, they can feel a little,
forced.
Yeah, forced. Like you're posing for your driver's license photo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chemistry. It's not just some fluffy buzzword. It's crucial. Because if you don't click with the photographer, that awkwardness, it's going to show up in your photos. Guaranteed.
Okay, so you found someone who seems reliable, has backup gear for days, and makes you laugh. Now let's talk money, honey. What exactly are you getting for all that hard-earned cash you're shelling out?
Yeah, this is where things can get a little murky. So you need to have, laser focus. Don't make any assumptions. Ask the tough questions up front. Like, do you get sneak peeks of the photos after the wedding? You know, so you can actually, share some memories while the excitement is still fresh.
And what about an engagement session? Is that part of the package?
What's the delivery timeline? Not some vague, as soon as possible bullshit, but a concrete date.
Mm-hmm.
And are they covering the whole frickin' day from hair and makeup to the last dance, or are they, clocking out after the cake cutting?
Oh, and hidden fees. Are there any lurking in the shadows?
Yes, those sneaky little bastards. You gotta flesh them out.
Because this is not the time for surprises.
So once you've grilled them on all the details, you need to do one very important thing. Read the damn contract. And I don't mean just skimming it and clicking, I agree, like you're signing up for some shady newsletter. I mean, actually read every single line.
Understand what you're signing, what you're paying for, and when you can expect to see those beautiful photos.
Because nobody wants to be left wondering if their photographer has fallen off the face of the earth taking their photos and their money with them.
It's a nightmare scenario. A clear contract is your protection, your peace of mind.
All right, we've covered the basics, but we've got some bonus wisdom to drop on you. Some real-world, battle-tested advice from the trenches of wedding photography. First up, and this is huge, don't be fooled by those perfectly styled, model-filled shoots you see all over their website.
Those are often staged to perfection.
Staged. You need to see how they handle real people. Real people with, wrinkles and flaws and questionable dance moves.
Can they capture your grandma's laugh lines in a way that's both, authentic and beautiful? Can they make your drunk uncle doing the worm look, well, maybe not good, but at least memorable.
Because let's be real, those are the photos that will really tell the story of your day.
Those are the photos you'll be showing your grandkids someday.
And speaking of showing your grandkids, we're hitting this point home again because it's just that damn important. Get a specific delivery timeline. In writing.
None of this as soon as possible crap.
As soon as possible is basically code for whenever I get around to it.
Exactly. A true professional will give you a realistic time frame and stick to it.
Okay, last but not least, a word of caution. Don't be tempted by those super cheap photographers who are offering prices that seem too good to be true.
Because they probably are.
Because you know it's more expensive than hiring a good photographer. Hiring a bad photographer. Because then you're stuck with blurry photos, missed moments, or, like, the worst case scenario, no photos at all. And then you're either, like, shelling out even more money to try and salvage them, or reliving the trauma of trying to find someone to, like, recreate your wedding day just so you can have decent photos.
Not worth it.
So at the end of the day, your wedding photographer, they're not just some random vendor you're checking off a list. They are the storytellers of your day.
They're the ones who are going to capture the emotion, the laughter, the tears, the moments that make your day unique.
They're literally freezing time. And those photos, they're going to outlast the flowers, the dress, the playlist, maybe even some of your relatives, let's be honest.
Those photos, they're your legacy.
Your legacy. So don't wing it. Don't settle. Vet these photographers like the badass you are.
Ask the hard questions.
Stalk their portfolios.
Read the reviews.
And most importantly, choose someone you vibe with. Someone who gets you. Someone who you can trust to capture your day in a way that's authentic and beautiful.
Because your wedding day, it deserves to be epic.
Epic.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.